Women's Health Melbourne is an innovative, holistic fertility and women's health practice. We are world leaders in IVF and egg freezing and provide our patients with every opportunity to achieve their goals.
Our hand-picked, expert team provides the ultimate care experience for our patients. Reach us at womenshealthmelbourne.com.au and follow us at Women's Health Melbourne and at Dr. Raylia Liu. Hello and welcome back to Knocked Up, the podcast about fertility and women's health. You are joined, as always, by me, Geordie Morrison, and Dr. Raylia Liu, CREI Fertility Specialist.
How are you doing, Geordie?
I'm good, thank you, Raylia. Interesting episode today came out of something you did. What have you just been doing?
Oh, we were just chatting that this morning I've been retrieving sperm for one of my patients who has had a vasectomy. And planning Knocked Up, we realized we'd never spoken about this topic, so we thought we would.
Fresh knowledge. Okay, Raylia, I know you're not a urologist, but you do reproduction. What is a vasectomy?
A vasectomy is a minor surgery that blocks sperm from reaching the semen that a man or person with a penis ejaculates from the orgasm when you have sex. So the semen still exists, but basically it has no sperm in it because the pipe that takes the sperm from the testes has been cut. And so there's no connection, there's no pipe to deliver sperm to the ejaculate. So when someone has had a vasectomy, that's done on both sides for both testes. The vas deferens is the name of the tube that is cut. And men still make sperm. Their testes still make sperm, but they just absorb it and don't release it. And it's a very effective method of birth control.
Is it reversible?
That's a very interesting question. It can be reversible. There are some caveats. There are different methods that a urologist uses when doing a vasectomy, and some methods are more easily reversed than others. And also, there are effects that can happen that make fertility after reversal more difficult, such as, for example, men can develop antibodies against their sperm that stop the sperm from swimming and working properly. It's an autoimmune reaction that can happen after a vasectomy or after a reversal. So some people can have it reversed and still can't get pregnant, and it's related to an immune reaction they had from the original vasectomy. The longer ago that a man had his vasectomy, the less likely it is to achieve a successful reversal. And unlike the vasectomy, which is a fairly simple procedure to snip the vas deferens, stitching it up together and trying to make that tiny little tube work again is a much more complicated procedure, and it's not always successful. And sometimes it's temporarily successful. So you join the two ends of the vas back together microsurgically, and then it blocks through scarring. So it can ultimately be unsuccessful even after initial success. And because of the sometimes higher success rate or faster success rate of IVF, sometimes people choose to have a testicular sperm extraction for IVF rather than go through a vasectomy reversal procedure.
Tell us, what is the testicular sperm retrieval? What is that process?
So there are lots of different ways that you can retrieve sperm from the testis. However, if someone has had a vasectomy, it's generally, and this is not always the case, but it's generally the case that they've had normal fertility originally. And most people who've had a vasectomy, they've thought that their family was complete, circumstances have changed, and they've changed their mind. So usually, most of the time, someone who's had a vasectomy has, well, we as the fertility doctor have the expectation that they're likely making sperm. We just can't get to it. And so the options for sperm retrieval are either PESA, P-E-S-A, or per epididymal sperm extraction, or TESA, testicular sperm aspiration. And what we do is basically put a needle into the testis or the epididymis and suck out some sperm or suck out some tubules, which are the structures in the testis where men make sperm. And we can take that sperm to the IVF laboratory. The partner has had an egg retrieval, and we inject a single sperm that we found into each egg using a technique called ICSI. And then we can then transfer an embryo or freeze embryos, and we can also freeze any excess sperm that we've extracted, so that that's also a resource for the future, so that hopefully you don't need to do a sperm retrieval procedure every time you need to do an IVF treatment. Unfortunately, it is impossible to extract enough sperm to use for other methods, so you can't extract enough sperm in this way to get someone pregnant through artificial insemination. It does involve IVF. And the factors that someone might consider when they think about whether they want to have a vasectomy reversal versus whether they want to plan for a get-around strategy through IVF may include the age of the female partner, the number of children desired, and how they feel about both types of procedures.
In terms of having the procedure, could you talk us through what the experience is like? So is it done sure. in a hospital? Is it under anaesthetic? Is it painful?
Well, look, for many years in my practice, I used to do it under local anaesthetic, and I've evolved my practice. Actually, now I do it under a sedation anaesthetic in theatre. And the reason for that is just patient care and patient preference. It's so much kinder, and I find the patients are so much less frightened and so much less traumatised by the experience when we do it in theatre and allow them to have an increased level of anaesthesia. So these days, when a couple come in for vasectomy or post-vasectomy sperm retrieval, I often do the sperm extraction on the same day that I do an egg collection for the female partner, and they come in together. And actually at Francis Perry, where we do our procedures, they're actually brilliant when couples need this. They kind of join two cubicles in recovery together, and the nurses there and I joked about it today that it's the honeymoon suite. We kind of make it so that they can go through it together, and it's actually cute. Really lovely.
Very lovely. Modern baby making. Okay, so it sounds like it's not too bad if it could have been done under local. So it's pretty quick and the recovery seems to be pretty simple.
Yeah, I found when people have it under local. Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, I found when I used to do it under local, there were a lot more complications in terms of patients feeling ill or patients fainting or patients feeling nauseous and vomity afterwards and things like that. It is an unpleasant procedure to have under local. But you can do egg collection under local also. So some people do that, and, you know, I've done that before. But generally I do egg collections under sedation as well, and that's, again, for kindness and to do a very good job for the patient and to not worry about patients being in pain, moving or being uncomfortable, and I find that that is my preference as well.
And how good are the results?
Generally very, very good. It's very rare in someone who's had a vasectomy, and that's the reason that they have obstructive azoospermia, so no sperm because of an obstruction or a blockage. It's very rare for them not to have sperm found. It's unusual. That's different for somebody who has no sperm in their ejaculate in the absence of a blockage. There's a different reason. That's a sperm making problem instead of a sperm escaping problem. So
you had a vasectomy, you're stopping it. Yeah.
So while it's not impossible for things to go wrong in the body and for pathologies to evolve, rare pathologies to evolve, that a man stops making sperm after he was making them normally before, that is possible. I usually do, just for due diligence, a set of tests on a male patient when I'm going to do a sperm retrieval after a vasectomy, just to make sure that his testicular hormones and his brain hormones that talk to the testis are normal. Because if his testes examine normally, they've got a normal volume, they look normal size, they're not atrophied or shrunk, and he's had a vasectomy, so we know he made sperm before, and his hormones look normal, then the chance of getting sperm at a PESA or a TESA, where we aspirate sperm with a needle from the testes, is virtually 100%. And you can be very confident that we'll be successful, you know, 99.9999% of the time.
In retrieving sperm.
Correct.
It sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good. What other options are available if you've had a vasectomy?
Aside from having a vasectomy reversal, where you hope to return sperm to the ejaculate, the only other option is really an open testicular biopsy. And I find that when a man goes to have a vasectomy reversal, clued on urologists, while they're doing that open surgery in the testis, they'll often take some sperm and freeze it for us, because they know that not every vasectomy reversal is going to work, and they know that if it doesn't work, then IVF is the only option. So why might you choose that method rather than IVF? Or you might want to have multiple children over time, and you may feel that it's more time and cost effective for you if your female partner is young and isn't in a hurry and doesn't have impaired fertility, where IVF might be needed anyway, then that might be a reason. If you had a conscientious objection to IVF, some people do, for religious or other personal reasons, and you didn't want to have IVF for that reason, then a vasectomy reversal might be a good idea.
You mentioned before about antibodies developing. Could you explain that a little bit more?
Sure. So the testis is what we call an immune privileged site, and that means that the sperm, when they're made, have this kind of wall between them and the bloodstream called the blood testis barrier. And when that is breached, and it can be breached through injury or it can be breached through surgery, the body's immune system gets a look at the sperm, and sometimes men form antibodies or proteins that stick to the sperm that are immune attack proteins against the sperm. And we know that that is one of the reasons for failed conception or infertility, male factor infertility, after successful vasectomy reversal. So that's when the reversal is done and it works. Sperm is back in the ejaculate, but the sperm is compromised by antibody attack. And even though the man has healthy sperm, the antibodies from his immune system make the sperm stick together and stop them from swimming normally, and compromise their ability to fertilize an egg, so that we still need IVF and we still need to inject a sperm directly into an egg to get that egg to fertilize. So the treatment for anti-sperm antibodies is IVF and the technique called ICSI, which is intracytoplasmic sperm injection, where the scientist chooses a sperm and injects it directly into an egg. And that makes an embryo, and we culture embryos to the point of when they're ready to be returned to the womb and transfer that embryo back to the woman's womb to achieve a pregnancy.
It's good to know that there's a few options available if you've had a vasectomy, and that it doesn't mean that with a new partner or a change in circumstance, having a baby isn't an option for you.
No, it's definitely possible. It's generally very effective, and you might just need my help.
Sounds good. Thank you, Raelia.
To support Knocked Up, leave us a review or recommend to a friend. Join us on Instagram at Knocked Up Podcast, and join Raelia at Dr. Raelia Lu. And email us your questions to podcast@womenshealthmelbourne.com.au.